On the Ford Motor Company's test track in Dearborn, Michigan, I put the company's P2000 fuel cell car into gear and ease it forward. Only the hissing of the air compressor hints at its exotic underpinnings. Fuel cells create electricity from a chemical reaction, using readily available hydrogen gas as their fuel. Automakers are racing to bring fuel cell-powered cars to market as early as 2003. In the meantime, automakers have already introduced another form of clean car, the hybrid, with both an electric motor and a very fuel-efficient internal combustion engine. Toyota's Prius and Honda's Insight are low-emission hybrid vehicles that achieve between 50 and 70 miles per gallon. I've driven both cars, and I'm amazed that the sophisticated technology under their hoods is nearly invisible to the driver. Even more amazing is the fact that if Americans turned in their gas-guzzling SUVs in favor of fuel-efficient hybrid cars, we would save more than 4 million barrels of oil a day, a third of what we now use for transportation. Because of these technological breakthroughs, I feel I'm in the twilight zone when I hear Vice President Dick Cheney talk about our energy future. This former oil company executive says the whole idea of trying to save energy adds up to nothing more than what he calls a sign of personal virtue. The energy policy the White House announced May 17th focuses primarily on producing more fossil fuel, with vague notions about conservation as a distinct afterthought. It sounds like it was written by oil and coal industries because, in fact, it is torn straight from their lobbyists' wish lists. On top of this, an administration that's supposedly worried about an energy crisis proposes deep funding cuts in some important energy efficiency programs, including the partnership working to develop 80-mile-per-gallon cars. This isn't an energy policy. It's environmental suicide and a disastrous setback for controlling global warming. The White House plan sanctions a massive increase in the burning of dirty coal and fuel oil, which would produce a huge plume of new carbon dioxide emissions. It's not just environmentalists who dissent from Bush's global warming policy, but corporate giants like Ford, which now sees climate change as a key component of its long-term business strategies. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer recently told reporters, "If any politician has a magic wand that they can wave over gas prices, the president would like to listen to them." But the president doesn't need a magic wand, just an energy policy that makes sense.